Welcome back to another episode of the Jewish Moves Podcast. This week's episode is with Rabbi Yaniv Meirov, who's the founder and head of Kazah, an organization which has inspired and revitalized communities across the world through lectures, magazines, and newsletters in many languages, an online radio program, Karusa programs, a Shidduch service, and so much more. Rabbi Meirov, welcome to the show. How are you?
Shalom Aleichem, Akiva. Thank you very much for having me on the program. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining, and I appreciate the energy as well. I guess we'll start from the beginning, which is, as a young kid, did you have an interest in Kirov and see yourself running something like Kazakh?
So it just happened. It wasn't expected. We weren't planning to start an organization. We were just looking to do good and to help others. And it started with a small parsha paper that went around from different shuls and communities and pizzerias and restaurants. And we got tremendous feedback. And from that, it was a massive domino effect, ripple effect, led to, after 50 weeks of the parsha paper, it led to organizing a small shiur, we thought, expecting 10, 20, maybe 50 people to show up. But more or less about 500 people came to the first Chazak event. And it wasn't even called Chazak back then. And we saw that there's a thirst for Torah, and from that, one thing led to the next. And today we have Chazak with all these different programs and events, and Shiurim and Kirov, and after-school programs, Sunday school programs, teens ministry program, Beis Medrash, Kol, etc.
That's amazing. Wow. What inspired you to start the Parsha paper?
So I actually have to give credit to my older brother, Rabbi Ilan. He was in yeshiva, and together with his chavrusa, they used to put together a Hebrew Ora HaShavua, it was called, the Light of the Week newsletter, and they got tremendous feedback. A lot of Israelis loved it, and people were getting a lot of chizuk inspiration. It wasn't just like, you know, some random insights on the parsha, but it was lessons that people could take home with them, and it was inspiring. And there was a cute riddle, I remember, at the bottom of the page. So people were always talking about it. It was happening. So the funny thing is that my brother and his chavrusa and his friend, they actually got married the same day. They didn't plan correctly, and ever since they got married, they stopped. And I was about more or less 15 years old back then, and I was very annoyed about it. I'm like, how could you stop such an amazing thing? People enjoyed it so much. It was the talk of town. People were inspired. So I took the initiative, and I took the Hebrew, and I translated, if I'm not mistaken, I remember this going back a while ago. So to English, or maybe I put together my own English dvartars. Actually, I think I translated, but that's how Chazak came to fruition, came alive through the English parsha paper. It was called Daf HaShavua. And again, we just wanted to inspire people, to help people, and we saw the feedback. People loved it. So we continued from there.
It's really cool. And your first event you mentioned had 500 people, and that's more than 10 times what you expected. How did that feel? What were the next steps after that?
So that felt very inspiring. We really got a big boost. And the next steps after that was that we wanted to have the community not just come to this year, but my brother had a night kol, night learning programs where Balabatim, people in the community will come and they learn. And I don't remember the exact timeline. We also saw one of the major issues. We had Siyat Dishmai, we had success, and the community was behind us and supporting us. We saw one of the major issues in the community in Queens where we started was that there's so many Jewish kids in the public school systems. And we wanted to inspire them. So one of the first major programs, I guess we'll call it, was our teens division for public school students, where after school, they would come to us. We would have amazing rebbeim and mentors, and we would have food, and we would have, you know, incentives and prizes, and we'll give them our heart and souls. And it was a home away from home for these kids. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, that was our next step. And that, since then, till today, is one of our main focuses. Getting Jewish public school students to inspire them, whether it's after school programs, Sunday school programs, where we have, Baruch Hashem, so many different locations all over the place, giving Jewish education and giving over Judaism and holidays and holidays and Shabbat to these public school students, with the goal of transferring them into yeshiva. And Baruch Hashem, to date with this recording, is Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, more or less over 1,400 kids that went from public schools to
yeshiva. Wow.
Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank God. And the Yeshiva Placement Division didn't start back then. It started about 5 years ago, more or less. And we see tremendous Siyata Shemayim success. And you know, thanks to all of our donors and supporters and board members and volunteers and amazing staff members and everyone that's involved. And we're not satisfied, Akiva. We want to do more. We're always looking to make things happen.
That's really special. And hopefully you could continue to do more. You mentioned the immediate growth and success and everything that it's led to now. Were there early challenges?
Oh, of course. So you have to keep in mind that when Chazak gave birth, when it came alive, when it started, I was still in high school.
You're in Yesode, right?
I was in Yesode Yeshur, and that's right, in Queens. An amazing yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. I am in touch with my Rebbeim till today, Baruch Hashem. The Rosh Yeshiva and the Mashgiach and the Rebbeim, and they're amazing. They gave their heart and soul to the students, the Talmidim. And it's a very rigorous program over there. It's not just, you know, a random yeshiva. It's very, very, very serious learning. And the English, the secondary studies is also very, very serious. And Baruch Hashem, I the Rebbeim were very, very supportive. The family was very supportive. I was able to squeeze in Bein Sdarim, the different quote-unquote work that needed to be done. And it was challenging. It wasn't a simple task to do, because just the chazar and the learning and the homework and the studying and the night, there was just so much going on with yeshiva itself. To run an organization, or not yet run, I guess, to start an organization. Again, we weren't planning, but just to do the logistics of for example, just a parsha paper. People think, oh, newsletter, what's the big deal to do? There's so many technicalities to it, whether it's getting the Dvar Torah, then you have to type it, then you have to edit it, then you have to lay it out on a computer to format it, design it, and then there is the printing, and then you think that's it? No, and then there's distribution, which is one of the most important steps over here. You got to get it out to the people. So there was a lot of details, and Baruch Hashem, thank God, we overcame those challenges. Baruch Hashem graduated high school, continued with learning, but at the same time, doing Chazak, many challenges were that people were saying, you know, what's the future of this organization? It's just a young guy. He has nothing else to do. You know, just give it some time. He'll get married. He'll be busy with a family and kids. He's going to drop it all. But Baruch Hashem, just the opposite happened. Baruch Hashem got married. And my wife, Shibriya, God bless her, she's actively involved. Baruch Hashem, she just gave birth, and she's still actively involved with the organization. And the deal we have, Baruch Hashem, with God is that we take care of your children. God Almighty, please take care of our children, Baruch Hashem, Chazi Hashem. And we should only hear Besarot. And there are many other challenges. Fundraising is always a challenge. Bringing in funding, you know, a lot of these programs run off of contributions and donations. The cure of all that we do, all the after-school programs in the Rebbeim, in the Moras, in the food, which is very expensive. Just think about it. Your own family, the expenses that you have for food. Just imagine times hundreds and thousands of kids that come. And we don't just get them peanut butter and jelly, just for the record. These kids, we get them geschmack, good, you know, pizza and the toppings and the spicy fries and the regular fries. And you get the good drinks, and you have the sandwiches, and you have the sushi, and you have the Chinese. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, food is their language. That's what brings them. Talk shlo lishma, ba lishma. A lot of challenges, Akiva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. Baruch Hashem, thank God.
Wow. And I guess in how to deal with the challenges and even how to go forwards in general, who did you look to for advice early on, and who do you look to for advice now?
Early on, in the past, and today, and in the future, everything that the Chazak organization does is Da'at Torah. It's our amazing Rebbeim and Gedolei Yisrael that we have an amazing relationship with. It's a big zchut, it's a big merit to be able to have access some of the leading poskim and gedolim and rabbanim of today's generation. Baruch Hashem, they support Chazak. They're there, the forefronts. They're taking care of all the challenges. You should know, Akiva, that there's a lot of challenges running an organization, a lot of questions that come up, especially with the curative aspect of things and the cases that we deal with. You know, a lot of rabbanim are involved. They're constantly giving us the light, the chizuk, the inspiration, the emunah, the bitachon, whatever we need to continue moving forward. They're always motivating, they're always encouraging with regards to challenges. Baruch Hashem, we also have a very, very supportive, I guess for lack of better words, I don't like to label people, but balabatim and board members that are always guiding the organization to make sure that we're financially strong They're always helping out, and they're always supportive, and they're always giving helping hand, always there. And another amazing part of the organization I must mention is the most dedicated staff members and directors of all these programs. They live in your Mamba Lada day and night. They breathe the organization, and they're always looking to do more. They're not satisfied. And the Baruch Hashem, we look to them for advice. We work hand in hand. No one is on top of anyone else. Baruch Hashem, everyone has that mission, that drive to help Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. And Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of great people that are, guiding us and helping us. And we're forever grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God Almighty.
It's very special. And we mentioned a number of different programs, and it seems like those are for people at all different stages of both in terms of the years in their life and also where they're holding religiously. Who's Chazak primarily targeted for?
The middle two letters of the word Chazak in English is A to Z, which is really the essence of the organization, being mechazik, strengthening everyone from A to Z, adults, teens, children, young, old, seniors, whoever it may be. We always want to inspire them. But one of our main focuses has been and is the public school children and teens, and really being a guide and holding their hands and giving them that chizik and inspiration that they need. The amount of challenges that they have and going through in their lives, it's tremendous. It's very, very, very big. And what's going on in the public school system today for a Jewish child, it's not simple at all. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, we've seen tremendous success. And we really focus over there to guide them, hold their hands, put them on their feet, give them Judaism, Yiddish, because keep in mind that if it's not for Chazak, many of these children have zero connection to Yiddishkeit or Judaism. If it wasn't for the organization, lo aleinu, we shouldn't know. They might be lost. They might be assimilated. They might be doing the wrong things, crime, drugs, you name it. So that's a very big focus. But again, everyone and anyone that we could help on a personal level, that's my mission. We want to help everyone and anyone. Singles, Shalom Bais, Chinuch Yaldim, Taras Mishbacha, base manager and call for in-depth learning, deep learning. Again, that's the mission.
Wow, it seems like a massive undertaking and something which you've done an incredible job developing and running. I'm curious more regarding the public school members than the people who are in different places, but when you're causing such change in people's lives, whether it be changing their schools or their diets or how they're spending their nights and their weekends, is there ever pushback and resistance from the individuals you work with or from their families about the change in their life? And if so, how do you deal with that?
So 100% there's challenges, difficulties, pushback. And the rule is very, very simple. Darachea, darachei noham. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. We sit down with the family members or with the individuals. We explain to them how sweet and how amazing our lives in Torah and mitzvot is. And we work with them and we hold their hand and we guide them and we're there for them. I tell people, call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Whatever you need, we're there for you. And it's not only me saying that. It's all the dedicated members of the organization. And again, some of the most amazing Rabbeinu and Moras that I know throughout the days and throughout the nights, they're there for the students. And when people see that you're genuine, which we Baruch Hashem really are, it reciprocates. And they feel like, okay, you know what? This is the real deal. Baruch Hashem, thank God, we've seen tremendous success. We never push. Today's generation, it's much weaker. So we try to, Baruch Hashem, encourage and love and care. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, we've seen, like we've mentioned before, tremendous amount of success. But I need to say this, very important. We haven't done enough. There's so much more to do, and we want to do more. But it's not a one-man show, I always say. We have to get more people to get involved. Lav dafka with Chazak, everywhere and anywhere you're listening to this program, whatever you want to do, we're ready, willing, and able to help you. Whatever it may be, whether it's organizing a shiur, a lecture in your community, whether it's helping to put together after-school programs, Sunday school programs, or even at Yeshiva Placement Division, which is upstairs of where I am right now in the Chazak headquarters, the offices in Queens on Jewel Avenue. We have the Yeshiva Placement Division. It transfers kids throughout the country and even beyond the country. We do things in Canada and other countries I don't even know where. that they work with. So we're always ready, willing, and able to help others if there's a need.
Hopefully you could continue to help many more. And you mentioned the Yeshiva Placement Division and the range of Chazak is more than just Queens and more than just America and more than just this continent. With so many branches in so many different places, how do you decide which communities to invest significant effort into?
So it's very simple, Akiva. If there's a community that reaches out to us, it's a community that we will work with, with God's help. Obviously, there's some logistics and figuring certain things out, but we actually advertise, bring Chazak to your community. We're telling communities out there in the entire world, you have an interest in spreading and doing and making things happen. You have a partner that wants to work with you and to help you and to guide you. As you saw before, walking into the office, there's a whole massive team over here. There's an amazing staff. There's amazing infrastructure. There's an amazing back end that will take care of a lot of logistics. When you use something, why do you have to reinvent the wheel? You have a whole organization that's been there, done that for so many years. So we're always encouraging communities, shuls, rabbis, individuals. You want to make great things happen. Don't just have one stick, which is easy to break. You have 100 sticks, it becomes much stronger. And that's what Chazak is all about. It's strong. It's Chazak. It's strength. It's strengthening others. So any community that wants to reach out to Chazak, reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to try to work things out as Bezat Hashem, to make things happen.
Okay, wow. Hopefully the people who need to reach out do. And I'm curious, you mentioned before the ANZ in the middle of Chazak hint at who you're able to help. But I think also what's of interest is the Q at the end. It's C-H-A-Z-A-Q. Can you explain why Chazak has a Q in the end?
That's the right way to spell Chazak. No, just kidding. Because like was mentioned, we started off the Chazak organization in Queens. We're based in Queens still. And Chazak with a Q is strengthening Queens. And now that Baruch Hashem, we're beyond Queens, we're all over the place. But we are based in Queens, and that's where we started. So we kept the Q. People like the change and the difference and the fact that the Q sticks out. And then many Rabbanim even started making a whole pilpul and a whole back and forth about the Q, and it sticks out and it continues and doing more. But at the end of the day, the reason is because strengthening Queens, we're based in Queens, starting Queens, but expanding throughout the globe with Hashem's help, Ezrat Hashem, with God's help.
Wow. And as we mentioned, you started with a weekly newsletter, and now you have countless shiurim and events in multiple languages. You have a YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos, a Torah Anytime page with over 4,000 recordings. You run free events and programming around the world, and you touch the lives of so many. As somebody who used to run to the computers during recess in high school to launch a weekly publication, did you ever anticipate Chazak to get so big?
So again, I didn't plan. I didn't anticipate. It's mamash, it's literally, it's all Yad Hashem, it's the hand of God. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, we merited having Kadosh Baruch Hu choose us as his ambassadors to spread his Torah. And Baruch Hashem, I think we're doing okay, but I want to reiterate this, there's a lot more to do, there's a lot more we want to do. We didn't anticipate this, we didn't plan this, it just happened. And Baruch Hashem, we're thankful, we appreciate that we're able to do this work. And we want to do this until we have to stop. And you know what that is, Akiva? When we bring the Geula. You heard what I said? Not when the Geula comes, but when we bring it. Every single one of us listening to this podcast has the ability to do more good. When we do more good, we're in essence bringing the Geula, the final redemption. And I hope and pray we should be able to do this and be zochet to not only see and greet Mashiach, but to be able to say, we were the ones that were involved in your coming.
Amen. And I did see the office before we started the interview. And I think despite the amazing team you have with you, you personally are involved with so much. So I'm curious, with you running so much, how do you find the time to work and how much are you working on this?
So Baruch Hashem, the organization at first, Baruch Hashem, when I was in the middle of high school, it was minimal because of the learning and all that great stuff and building yourself up. But once Baruch Hashem, after learning in Beis Medrash and Yeshiva and everything, it was more or less a full-time job. It was actually not just 9 to 5, it was 9 to 5, 5 to 9, 24/7. It was mamash all day and all night. But Baruch Hashem, slowly but surely, we started getting more people to get involved. We delegated down in order to go up. And Baruch Hashem, Chazi Hashem, thank God. Today, having a shul and having Baruch Hashem, a big family that's Baruch Hashem growing, having a very small parnasa thing that I'm working on a verse level. The amount that I put on is not the same, but Baruch Hashem, it's only because of the timing and the learning and the teaching and everything else that I'm involved with. But Baruch Hashem, because of the amazing staff that we have, we're able to take off a lot of the toll off of my shoulders, and I'm able to focus on growth. That's my vision. Constantly grow the organization, get more people to get involved, get more people to volunteer, get more people to have the school, the merit to sponsor, to support Chazak, to be able to promote Chazak to the world through podcasts like this and other platforms that we are on, Baruch Hashem. Another exciting, similar program that I have is I Talk Torah with different Rabbanim once a week. Also, it's called Torah Talks, where we choose a Torah topic and we talk Torah about it. I'm able to make a short and sweet in the Parsha videos every single week that goes to thousands of people and people get inspiration. So I'm shifting a little bit from hands-on instead of working in the organization to working on the organization.
Wow. Hopefully you have continued success and growth and finding the balance. I think one of the things that people know about Chazak, even from communities that don't have a Chazak local to them, is the big events you do, not just the Chol Moed events, but on fast days and other times, the amount of speakers you put together and the amount of time it runs for. What's it like running a Chazak event with so many speakers? And I'm curious how far in advance you have to start planning, if the speakers always agree to join, if there's ever concern that something won't work out. Can you let us into what that's like a little bit?
So we're talking about the marathons. Okay, so the marathons that we organize usually on fast days takes a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of effort. And I'll explain to you, keep it a little bit, how difficult it could get. So you have a schedule. And originally, at first, going back, I'd say 15 years ago, more or less, when we started this whole marathon thing, it was hour slots. So you had to do, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You had to have a certain speaker. Then we realized that people's time span for, grasping the information was less. So we cut it down to 45, and now we're up to 30 minutes per speaker. And you have to keep in mind that one speaker tells you, I'm coming, okay, at 1:30. And you put that on the schedule. And then what happens is that that speaker had something pop up, and then you have to switch the time. I mean, you have to reach out to another speaker, ask him to go to the 1:30 slot. And then you have to put it's very complicated, a lot of time, a lot of effort. But Baruch Hashem, like I mentioned before, we have this guy running the office over here. His name is Robbie, and he's the events coordinator. And in Baruch Hashem, he took it over off my shoulders, and he's been running it. In Baruch Hashem, we have today we have a waiting list, I guess, for lack of better words, of speakers that want to be on the programs. So there's no lack of speakers. It's just logistics, a lot of details to put together. And when we have so much feedback of people watching and being inspired and their lives being changed, how could you not want or do such a program? So Baruch Hashem, it's been a growing program. We want to do more of these programs. We've been doing 2-3 of these programs already during these marathons. And the Yad Torah, we have to do more.
Very nice. And what can the listeners look forward to? What's going to come in the future that we should keep our ears out for?
So there's a lot coming up, a lot of work, a lot of details, a lot of innovative projects and programs that Chazak will be bringing out there. I can't make it public yet, primarily because it's still in the beginning stages. But the big things are definitely happening. We're going to be reaching a lot more people this year, and we're doing a whole revamp with regards to the technological back end of things, green screens and video editors, and a whole project that we're working on. And then the Kirov, we're going global, we're going all out, we're going everywhere and anywhere, many different communities. Right now we have about more or less 20 Sunday schools. I think Bezat Hashem, with people supporting, stepping up, we're able to double, triple, Google that. Yeshiva place, we're going all out as well.
Wow.
Hey, great things are happening. Baruch Hashem. Too much to mention. We're going to be here all day and all night.
Wow. That's very, very impressive.
We're looking for people to get involved. So people that have a chusha, want an interest out of Chol Yisrael, Chazak is desperately looking for people to volunteer, to work, to get involved, to teach, whatever it may be.
So I was going to ask that next. Where can people go to find out more or to donate or to volunteer?
Amazing. So volunteering, donations, and get people getting involved is always needed. So the Chazak email that you could send is info@chazakchazak.org, info@chazak.org. The phone number to the headquarters, the office, is 718-285-9132. I'll repeat that because I talk too fast, people tell me. 718-285-9132. You could call, anytime, leave a message. We return all phone calls, Baruch Hashem. And the website is chazak.org, chazak.org. If anybody wants to reach out to me on a personal level, you could reach out to those three ways, the website, the email, or the phone number, and ask to speak to me. I usually try to reach out to everyone and get back to everyone whenever I can.
Wow. That's a lot of different ways for the listeners to reach out, and hopefully people do. We'll conclude the podcast with the same question that ends every episode, which is, I know that you've had such a big impact on so many people, and you've been all over, but going everywhere means you're asked so many questions. You're asked questions from parents who want to know about their kids' developments. You're asked questions from people Chazak is working on in terms of questions regarding Judaism and their future and planning. And you're also asked questions by so many others. But despite the fact that you're constantly asked questions, there's always questions people are never asked that they wish they were. So looking back at all the questions, what's a question you've never been asked that you wished you were, and what answer would you give to it?
Wow, that's an interesting question. A question that I've never asked and wished I was asked. Oh, I have to think about that one. Akiva, it's a good one. So just throwing it out there, coming out of left field, the question I would be asked is, I guess, what do I enjoy doing, I guess? No one really asked what I enjoy doing. People just say, what are you doing? What are you up to, this and that? So the answer to that is, you know what I enjoy doing, Akiva? Is exactly what I'm doing, which is Baruch Hashem Chazak, spreading Torah, learning Torah, teaching Torah. Doing that is the most enjoyable thing that I love doing, and I live for, and I breathe for, and I hope and I pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, gives me the ability to continue doing what I do. And B'zat Hashem, anybody else that wants to join, like we've been mentioning up until now, the energy and the positivity and the revolution, please be feel free to reach out, and we'll be more than happy to get you involved. And you'll have that energy that flows around over here at the Chazak Baruch Hashem headquarters. And B'zat Hashem, you could be part of the fun and the excitement of changing the world and making the world a better place.
Okay, people could and should reach out. I think you mentioned all the information before, and it will be in the description of the episode. Thank you again, Rabbi Meirav, for joining and sharing so much about your experience and Chazak in general. And everybody, make sure to check them out and look into it more.
Thank you, Akiva. I want to give you a birkat hadiyot to Simple Things Bracha. You should continue letting Jews all over the world know about the great work of different individuals that are doing for Klal Yisrael and Jewish people. Again, thank you, Chazak
Baruch. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this past episode of the Jewish Schmooze Podcast. To get our latest updates and contact us, you can follow us on Twitter @Jews_Schmooze. If you want to sponsor an upcoming episode, you can reach out to JewsSchmoozeMarketing@gmail.com. And if you give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening on, that'll be tremendously appreciated. Thank you so much, and hope you're looking forward to the next episode also.